welcome to Union Lutheran's July 27th, 2025 sermon given by Pastor Dell. Today's theme reads that persistence in prayer is encouraged by Jesus and wins the attention of God when Abraham intercedes for Sodom. The life of the baptized, to be rooted and built up in Christ Jesus, is to be nurtured with prayer. God hears and answers prayer, and so strengthens God's own. Quote, "When I called, you answered me. You increased my strength within me." The sermon is based on the following readings, and in today's first reading, from Genesis chapter 18, verses 20 through 32, it reads that Abraham undertakes the role of a mediator between God and sinful humanity. Appealing to God's justice, Abraham boldly asks for mercy for the city of Sodom for the sake of the few righteous people there, including Abraham's nephew, Lot. The second reading is from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 15, and it reads, "The writer of this letter warns the congregation in Colossae about the empty lore of philosophies and traditions that compromise faith. Through the gift of faith, the church is mystically connected with Christ in his death and resurrection, which is enacted in baptism." The gospel is from Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13, and it reads, "In teaching his disciples this prayer, Jesus also reminds them to focus on God's coming reign, God's mercy, and the strengthening of the community. Jesus encourages his disciples to childlike trust and persistence in prayer." Thank you so much for listening, and may this sermon be a blessing to you.
Good morning. God is good all the time. As we just heard from Luke Gospel, Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, what, Lord, teach us to pray. That's a good request. Lord, teach us to pray. As John taught the disciples, this time Jesus knew that the disciples were honest and sincere in their requests. So he gave them a straight answer. So he said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, may your name be revered or respect as holy. May your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sin, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial." This is a beautiful and powerful prayer. Jesus' disciples asked him for something very important and significant that would enrich their lives and their faith journey and their mission forever. They asked him to teach them how to pray, because Jesus' disciples knew the power of prayer, that they couldn't do anything without prayer. When you read this text again and again, the prayer is very short and concise, but has deep meaning and is fully loaded with important words that we need to pay attention to. This Lord's Prayer carries a big meaning and inspires and encourages everyone to be consistent to pray. For instance, the names of God must be respected because he is a holy and loving God. No one and no other God is like him. Second, God's kingdom is needed for his people to live in peace and harmony Third, God's people love to eat, and they want food to be available every day. How many of you can go to bed without meal for 3 days here in this free country? None. Fourth, the acts of evil can invade the people's heart, so as God's people need to respect and have forgiveness. Finally, Jesus overcame temptations, and he wanted God's power to be present among his disciples to overcome temptation whenever they encounter it. Prayer is a Christian sharp tool, the powerful weapon they use to fight evil, and the key to open God's locked door. That's the only key we have available to open God's mind to speak to us. The peace community depends upon prayer. To pray means asking for something important and valuable from God. Our God created heaven and earth out of the void. He used to talk with Adam and Eve in the garden. But after they were disobedient, their communication was disconnected. When God saw that he created humans in his image, he gave his son to die on behalf of the world to forgive the sin of humankind. Every prayer has purpose and meaning. For example, when you pray, you know exactly what you need for God to do for you, as he did for King Solomon. Each of us has a reason why we are here every Sunday morning. God appeared to him in a dream and asked him what he should do for King Solomon. As we know, Solomon asked God for wisdom to lead his people faithfully. God granted Solomon wisdom and made him the wealthy man on the surface of the earth in his day. Prayer is a request asking God to do something important for you and your family. Prayer is a way to communicate it with God and report our problem, because God has no phone number. We don't have phone number to call him. Hey, God, so-and-so, this is what happened. God have no email address to send him messages or home address. We don't know his address. But what we know we pray. That's how we reach God. No other way around it. Now, what are the things we pray for every Sunday morning? Do we open up to God with sincere heart, or hold back something back? Something that we do not want God to know, or something that we refuse to let it go? You know what I mean? To pray, you come with a calm and sincere, with empty heart. Let heart be free for anything. Do we accept that we are always guilty in the past or in the present? These questions are not easy to answer, but we will continue to work on them and ask God to help us to overcome them. When we pray for anything, we need to give up and surrender everything to God. We need to forgive ourselves and those who may have hurt us in one way or another. We all know to honor God's holy name and always remain respectful. We all love God's kingdom and want to live with Him forever. We have many homeless and unemployed in our nations. We pray to God to open for them more doors of opportunities to provide for themselves and their families. We pray to God to keep us safe and healthy all the time. We all love God to teach us how to approach Him in daily prayers. Sometimes, if we don't know how to ask, it's very difficult to get something from our friends or family or parents or colleagues if you don't know how to approach your voice, your tones, the way you're asking something. Is determined whether you're going to get something or not. That exactly happened when we pray. He's begging, you're asking, you put yourself down to be small and ask for something, for help. We need God's help to teach us how to pray to God because we lack God's knowledge and wisdom. When we pray, We invite God into our lives and share with Him our problems, our burdens, our struggles, our challenges. Let us ask God with hope and trust in Him, and He will give to us that what we want. And it's the right time, because God's time is always the right time. Israelites fill out application for a job, but it's different. We have to wait. Let us search, and we will find through God's grace and power. Let us knock at this door, and it will be open to us. When we prepare to pray, you must open your hearts and let go all bitterness, jealousy, and curses, all things that you think are not fair. If our hearts are filled up and occupied by all things we do not like, then our prayer will not connect and cannot reach our God. So we connect ourselves. We love to invite God into our lives. If that happens, we may start to blame God and say that He is not answering our prayers, because we're holding something back that and we don't want to be honest. So when you pray alone, you and God, you need to confess, to be honest, to be sincere. Then God will answer our prayer. Let us cite David's prayer from Psalm 19:14. And let us say it together. Let us say it together. Let the words of my mouth Amen. Thank you.